now it's time for the Celebrity Snitch Huggy Lowdown. Huggy!
What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything's kosher.
Come join us.
Huggy Lowdown.
Sybil Wilkes.
Hey, Hug.
And Jay Anthony Brown.
What up, Hug?
I'm still on the emotional. Everybody and their mama still talking about First Lady's speech last night, y'all. Did y'all hear Melania Trump was getting a tanning salon put in the penthouse after last night's speech? Sybil, First Lady, was Michelle-quint.
Ooh.
Did y'all see Bill Clinton? He was in the balcony like he was catching the Holy Ghost.
Okay.
And Sybil, who was the brother sitting beside Bill Clinton that looked like Randy Jackson?
That's a good question. Who was that, Hug?
I don't know, Sybil. Call me petty, Sybil, but I wanted First Lady to cuss the president half-brother Malik Obama ass out last night.
Yeah.
But sometimes you just got to wait till you get home. When First Lady said, I wake up every morning in a house that was built by a slave, I was through. I didn't even know she didn't even mention Trump's name until I read it this morning. Damn, that's law. TW3 couldn't do that, y'all. That's what I called Melania, because she was Trump's third wife, TW3.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. In other news, I'm hearing some news I don't even want to believe is true. Did y'all hear something about the Ed Hartwell dude and Keisha Knight Pulliam, little Rudy husband, supposedly filed for a divorce?
Yeah. Already.
Already.
That was Taylor Swift already. Now, I don't want to believe it. You talking about sticking and moving and hitting and quitting and ducking and dodging and conceiving and leaving. Now, I don't want to believe it because we just heard she was expecting a baby last week. Now, this. And his last name is Hartwell, huh, Sybil? I was thinking it was just, his name was trending because it was just folklore. And when I heard the news, I was not like, little Rudy ain't really pregnant, is she? I guess, she ain't really pregnant, is she, Sybil?
Yes, she is, Hug.
Man, I feel sorry for Bud. I like her and Bud together. That was their childhood sweetheart. Sybil, when I first heard the news about little Rudy, I was like, why couldn't it have been Raven Simone?
Oh, my God.
Did y'all hear Dr. Dre had an altercation straight out of Malibu?
Okay.
Oh, that's that Malibu problem right there. Some guy was in front of Dre's abode in L.A. while Dre was pulling in his driveway. Dre told him to move. He said, okay, but he said something else that made Dre feel some kind of way. Malibu, more money, more problems, y'all. That guy lucky he's not the NAA trade.
Okay.
Meanwhile, rapper Joe Budden is chasing clowns down. Google Joe Budden, y'all. Y'all see what I'm talking about. Talk to y'all tomorrow.